All right. Good morning, everybody. I think just to kind of coincide with what we're gonna talk about today is creativity. Just kind of thinking about and some of the assignments that came in. I really like what Jo wrote when she quoted Patrick from last week. Is creativity used incorrectly is like expecting money, property and prestige from my creativity, like an outside barbecue. The scent was intoxicating. In other words, creativity, when used without God, can be intoxicating and even more dangerous if you slap God's seal of approval on it and decide God told you it was God's idea. And I just see that, we have to be real careful. When we have these chapters and we read these things and we talk about them, we can always try to make the chapter about what we want it to be rather than just yielding it to God and letting God do His work. Because what I love, and to me, the verse that kept coming back to me as I was reading the assignments and thinking about it is Ephesians 2:13. It says, "For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure." It's His work. It's His pleasure. It's Him working through us and using creativity as a tool for His glory and not for ours. To me, that's just such an important thing because that's where I think it kind of fits like a glove with the arrogance of stupid. Because we can make all kinds of excuses and reasons for things to be a certain way and manipulate things for our favor. Been there, done that. Let's put it that way. All right, let's pray as we go into the day, into the chapter in this new year of 2023. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for a new day. And we can say that this is the day the Lord has made. Lord, you made it. You've given it to us. We have air to breathe. Wherever, depending on where we're at, we either got some sunshine, we got some rain, maybe some snow or ice. But Lord, we can thank you for the day. And we can just say thank you, Lord, for a day that you've made that we can rejoice and be glad in it. And so may our hearts rejoice and be glad as we grow and learn as men and women, as CEOs, and as those who, Lord, we want to walk with you, and Lord, have correctness be the theme of our homes, our families, and our businesses, as we work to glorify you. We commit this day to you now. We do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All of us on the phone, every one of us has a company. And our companies are gifts. And sometimes, it says there in Matthew 7, he talks about we ask God for things, and God doesn't ever give us, if we ask for a fish, he doesn't give us a rock. We ask for a loaf of bread, he doesn't give us a snake. So your company is a gift. And to see it like that, we can get really stupid about our company sometimes. And rather than seeing it, because I remember a day in my life when I thought my company was a ball on a chain. And I didn't see it as a gift. I thought God had given me a big old rock, and I was trying to carry that rock around with it tied to my ankles. Because I didn't understand. I didn't see the gift for what it was, and I didn't understand how to handle the gift, to take care of the gift. I didn't know what to do with the gift and how to use it properly. So now, today is I see it, and now it's time to handle it, take care of it, protect it, use it. And there's different trials and testings all through it, but I just love 1 Peter 5, 6 through 8. First, he says, "Humble yourselves, that God may exalt you." Then he says, "Cast your anxiety upon him." So whatever the troubles are today, cast it on him because he cares for you. And then verse 8, he says, "Be sober, and be on the alert. So that means have your mind sharp, be on the alert, pay attention, and take care of the things you got. So anyway, as we go into the day, let's just throw stupid aside for a day or two, because stupid likes to creep in. But we can always cast stupid aside and get back on track and make the adjustments. That's what the 2-degree adjustments are all about. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the gifts that you've given so precious to us. And Lord, sometimes we treat the precious gifts that you've given us as though we're entitled to them and we deserve them and we deserve even more. And so we think we're owed something when we're owed nothing. So may we just take the time to cast aside stupid today, to embrace the gift of creativity and the gifts of our companies and the gifts of our families, and just hold on to those things, Lord, with all our hearts, and trust you to lead, guide, and direct us as we move forward today. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this opportunity to be gathered together at the beginning of a new year. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.